for educators on a mission to create welcoming and culturally inclusive learning spaces by prioritizing equity, the Culture-Centered Classroom Podcast is for you. I'm Jocelyn Hubbard, host of this podcast, but also your partner and coach on this journey. I created this podcast to support you each week by sharing information and inspiration for implementation. All right, let's jump into this episode so we can get closer to accomplishing this mission that supports every student every day. Welcome to season 4. I think this is honestly my favorite season of all because I had the opportunity to talk with some amazing scholars and authors. You will get to hear inspiration from people like Dr. Goldie Muhammad, Dr. Pamela Seda, Lanisha Tabb and Naomi O'Brien, and Dr. Deanna Smith, just to name a few. These women continue to challenge and shape my understanding of best practices in education. They push me to reflect on and redefine why I am an educator and the impact I hope to have in this world. My hope is that as you listen to each episode this season, you will be challenged, inspired, and motivated in much the same way. Mahatma Gandhi said, "Be the change you want to see in the world." Mission accepted. What change do you want to see in the world of education, which will, of course, impact the world at large? Are you being the person who represents that change currently? What does that look like, sound like, move like? How will being this person impact change? I created a free reflection sheet for you to answer these questions. Go to customteachingsolutions.com/B. That's the letter B, the letter E. For me, I want to live in a world where all students engage with educators who value their unique genius and talents and in learning spaces that prioritize equity, allowing all students to be successful and thrive. So that is the educator I strive to be every day. Being in education, you and I have a powerful opportunity to shape and create change. We are literally connected to the future change makers. We have the opportunity to create learning spaces where every student is challenged to think critically, not just accept ideas at face value. We have the opportunity to create learning spaces where students can think about what type of change they hope to be in this world and why. They can plan out steps for gathering information and making connections and finding resources to support this change. Creating this type of learning space requires a decision and intention from you, however. What is the intention, you ask? Well, creating welcoming and culturally inclusive learning spaces where students find joy in learning because they see the why behind the what. They also see their history and their future connected to the content, so they engage and they thrive. This intention starts with you, but it centers the students. So today, I want you to reflect on the change you want to see and be in education. Go to customteachingsolutions.com/B to get the free reflection sheet I created for you to answer these questions. Reflect on who you are and how that impacts the educator you be in the school every day. What do you need to amplify or change in order to be this type of educator? I want you to look around the classroom or your office, the cafeteria, or the gym room, and choose a few students to learn about. Who are they? Where do they come from? Their community, their concerns, their joys, and their genius. How does that impact who they be as students every single day? Let's take this powerful opportunity for impact to lean into a greater understanding of who you be so that you can be who the students need to thrive personally and academically. This season is going to feel like mini coaching sessions. We're going to build on the ideas, concepts, and information I shared in seasons 1, 2, and 3. And we're going to do this so that we can get clarity on what it truly takes to create a welcoming and culturally inclusive learning space. We will reflect on and learn more about cultural competence, equity, and liberatory learning so that you can intentionally and effectively be an educator creating space for student-defined success. In this season, I'm going to push you. I'm going to push your thinking. I'm going to challenge you to elevate your understanding and your practice even more. You may feel some internal tension listening to some episodes, and that's good. That tension, that is the internal wrestling that needs to happen before action can be taken. It is the internal struggle that needs to happen for you to be the change you desire to see in the world of education. Let me be very clear that this will happen time and time again. So don't just think, oh my gosh, I felt the tension now and whew, good, that's done. I'm never going to feel it again. No, I'm sorry. I feel tension and struggle with my understanding of so many things every single day. And listen though, remember, I always say that we are partners on this journey. So if you need some encouragement or affirmation, send me an email, find me on Instagram, send me a DM, and I will happily respond back to you with some encouragement. I will always happily respond back to you with some encouragement. Until next time, my friend, remember to seek joy, affirm culture, prioritize equity, celebrate diversity, and strive for liberation through learning every single day. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to download your free reflection guide by going to customteachingsolutions.com/B. That's the letter B and the letter E. Also, share this episode with a friend so that you can elevate together.